BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is off, so I'm joined at various points by new Radio 1 DJs Ricky, Melvin and Charlie. Ricky plays bangers instead of Chris. Surely they're going to pick me and not the newbie, right? Also, Melvin gets involved in another of your great escapes when he had to exit pretty sharpish. And Charlie gets involved with Where Do You Think They Were? Another story of a listener's conception. Involves a blue carpet.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Rich in Essex, who says, is Chris off today because he said that Marks and Spencer were gay yesterday and it's not true? I don't know.
Yeah, not many people will know that, actually, that Marks and Spencer was actually Michael Marks and Tom Spencer, two people.
Yeah.
Lovers, I believe.
Were they?
I don't know. Two lovers, Michael Marks and Tom. Oh, I need to check that because they might well be brothers and then it's just...
That's really worry. Weird. Hang on. Let's just look if...
Get in trouble for that.
I
just assumed they were.
Obsessed if they were a couple.
Former lovers.
Were they lovers?
It doesn't say, so we'll go with it for now until someone proves that we're wrong.
Okay. It's possible he may have gone off to find out the answer to that question. He'll be back Monday.
Scott Mills.
Chris is not here today, so I have enlisted Ricky, Melvin and Charlie. Only one has turned up so far, and that's Charlie. Hiya.
Yay!
You right?
How are you?
I'm really good. This feels great.
Can I just say, right... Thank you so much for having me on the show. I listen to your show every single day.
You're allowed to say that now.
No, I am. I couldn't say that 3 months ago. But genuinely, like, I love your show. Love you and Chris.
So this is
amazing.
Oh, well, listen, you lot are sounding great in the evenings as well.
Thank you.
Have you got past the terrified stage yet?
Nope.
No. That'll come.
I hope so.
And you're allowed to talk and everything.
Can you believe it?
A bit.
Well, a little bit more than 3 minutes.
Yeah. Right. So here's the idea for 140. We're going to do this, right?
Okay.
You know your parents.
Yep.
Annoyingly, and no one wants to think about this, at one point, they did have to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's how you're here in the world.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, they definitely did. Have you ever asked the question to your parents?
Definitely not. And it would never be top of my list, to be honest with you.
See, there's people that would like have no problem with talking about stuff like that with their parents, but I just don't have that relationship with them.
See, I'm really close with my mum and dad, but if you met my dad, he would be mortified if we asked him that question. It's just one of them ones you just don't ask your dad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to.
But you know, like, some people can watch, like, really rude stuff with their mum and dad on the TV. I'm not okay with that.
No, nor am I.
Never have been.
If someone comes on the TV, I will turn it off or walk out the room. Standard.
Or I start doing the... or distraction. Look over here. Anyway, Mum, I was talking really loud.
It's so true.
Yeah. Anyway, what we do is we get one of our brave listeners on every week and they hear the story of where they met and they hear the story of where they were made from either their mum or dad.
Wowza.
It's something that's great to listen to.
Yep.
But sometimes something that a lot of people would not want to take part in, you included.
Okay.
However, if you, listener, want to step up and take one for the team on this, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We need people like you for Where Do You Think They Were. Charlie, I'll be back with you at 1:40.
Yes!
Scott Mills.
Your new show, weekdays at 9 p.m, is Ricky, Melvin and Charlie. Charlie is here. Chris is off today.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's filming something. He does a lot of BBC sports stuff.
Oh, does he?
I don't really understand it. But he seems to enjoy it. But you're here now.
Yay!
Make yourself at home. Right. Let's talk to today's Where Do You Think They Were contestants. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks so much for stepping up and doing this today, because I know it's not easy.
No, not really.
So, Ashley, quick question for you. Do you know the answer that is going to come out of your mum's mouth?
I know a little bit, but I have a feeling I'm going to find out a bit more.
Yeah, you're going to find out all the detail. And who are we going to speak to today?
My mum.
Okay.
What's your mum's name?
Joe.
Joe, okay. Oh, good luck, Joe.
It's definitely worse for the kids than the parents, but then, my mum would hate to do this as well. So I've got to say thank you so much for doing this today, Ashley. You're a hero. You stepped up for Where Do You Think They Were?
It's just embarrassing every time it gets brought up, and now I actually can't believe that it's been literally like a broadcast. But hey-ho.
Good luck round the dinner table later.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all in place. We're all ready. Where Do You Think They Were is next.
Scott Mills.
Ashley and her mum Jo are on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Woo.
Okay, I'm with Charlie Hedges and we're about to do Where Do You Think They Were.
All right, how are you feeling, Ashley?
Embarrassed.
Already, and we've not even started.
Not even started yet. Okay, Joe, over to you. What we normally do at this point, Charlie, is we put on some sexy music, so I'll put this on.
Appropriate.
It really sets the scene.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. And Joe, over to you.
So we got married and we bought a new house, so we were dead excited. But we couldn't, when we first got the house, we couldn't afford carpets.
Okay. Oh no, it's not a non-carpet story.
Anyway, we'd had the house for about a year, and we were able to afford some carpets, and we got a lovely new blue, like shaggy type carpet in the front room.
Let me just stop you there, Joe. Ashley, is it concerning you that carpet is so is being so heavily featured in the story already?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just hope there's no carpet burns coming.
So do I, but you never know. Okay, so you've moved into your house and you've got your new carpets.
Mm-hmm. And at this about the same time, I was asked to be a bridesmaid at my best friend's wedding.
Oh, lovely.
Uh-oh. And at the time, I had long hair. I decided for the wedding to get a sort of what they called at the time a spiral perm for the wedding.
Wowza, that's a big one. That's a good looking perm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so I could look like Nicole Kidman in Days of Thunder. That was the idea.
Did you actually take that brief into the hairdresser with you? I want to look like Nicole Kidman, but only her in Days of Thunder.
Do you know what? I'm so intrigued as to where this is going. So far, what I'm learning, Scott, is we're going on carpets and curly hair.
Yeah.
Now, where do we go next?
You're right.
Yeah. So, anyway, the week before the wedding, kind of disaster strikes a bit because my husband broke his leg in a Sunday league football match.
Oh, no, not before a wedding.
Was it casted and everything? Was it all bandaged up?
Yeah, yeah. It meant that he had to go to the wedding on crutches.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter because my husband at the time very much looked like Tom Cruise.
What a result! What? I mean, you are winning.
This is why you wanted to look like Nicole.
What does he look like now, out of interest? Is he like a battered one, or does he still...
I know, he's...
You've got to ask him.
He's still exceptionally handsome, he's just gone a bit grey.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Scott, you're
battered,
making me laugh.
Battered Tom Cruise. That's what time will do.
Anyway, sorry.
So he looked very handsome on his crutches. We went to the wedding. However, we were not sat together at the wedding because being a bridesmaid, I was on the top table. So I didn't really see that much of him during the reception. But I suppose we were both looking quite good and there was lots of looks across the room.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a very romantic day.
Cool.
So towards the end of the reception, we got together and we said to each other, shall we go home and shall we have a baby?
Just like that. Just like that.
All right. So, very much planned.
So, what was it about the wedding? What, you know, what gave you these feelings? What was it about the wedding that you was like, do you know what? Let's do it.
I think it was the whole sort of perm. You know, I was a bridesmaid. It was very romantic.
And in the church, you were feeling kind of separated, and you wanted to be with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just picturing it like you've got. You've got all eyes on him.
Uh-huh. And she's like, I do.
Yeah, immediately. And I will.
So we went home in between the day reception and the evening do. And I suppose that's where we did the deed and the blue carpet.
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay.
This is where the carpet's coming in.
Right. Ashley, are you okay?
Yeah, just about.
I forgot Ashley was there.
She's listening to the whole thing. Right, I need to break. Wait there.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we're in the middle of where do you think they were? Mum Joe has just dropped this bombshell. Where was Ashley made again?
On the blue carpet.
And where is that carpet?
It was in our brand new house. We're not there at the now. In a place called Ingleby, are we?
Here's a question. Ashley, do you remember this house?
I don't think so.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I think I'd go back and burn that carpet now if I knew if it was still there.
Yeah. I'm really pleased for you because if I could picture that, I'd be like, that's not okay.
No one wants that.
Out of interest, have you got a blue carpet where you live now? Because that could be dangerous.
No, and never will I.
No more new babies being made then as a result.
So you were so up for it that you went home between the day bit of the wedding and the evening bit of the wedding, and that's when the blue carpet occurred.
Yes, we snuck home in between the two bits of the wedding. Crutches, I suppose, were on the floor. But
I was going to say, how does it work with the crutches?
Yeah.
Well, it obviously worked quite well because we've got Ashley.
What about the plaster cast on the carpet, though? Sorry, I'm trying to paint a picture here, but, like, was that not in the way?
Can we not paint?
Sorry, Ashley. I'm sorry, Ashley.
Wow, okay.
But can we, though?
So the blue carpet there, just covered with plaster. But I'm guessing in the heat of the moment, you just, like, fling the crutches to the side, don't you, and get on with it?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley.
Yeah.
So now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Speechless, let's say.
No, there's been worse, I think. This is kind of... it wasn't in a bed, but carpet's fine. We've had people being made on bridges in theatre orchestra pits.
I heard the stairs one.
The stairs
when I was listening a little while ago.
Yeah.
I think yours is quite normal, to be honest. I wouldn't feel bad about it, Ashley. We've all had to come from somewhere.
Okay.
That was really not convincing, was it? BBC.
Radio. How are you feeling, please, after today's Where Do You Think They Were? Text me 81119.
Scott Mills.
Today's Where Do You Think They Were really involved a blue carpet. Jack, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
Yeah, how do you find it today?
Oh, it's a bit tame, to be honest, Scott.
Tame?
Yeah, same.
They can't all be on Concord every week, Jack.
Yeah, it was quite tame. She had a cool mum, though, for how casual she was.
Yeah, I mean, compared to other weeks, I guess tame.
So, towards the end of the reception, we got together and we said to each other, shall we go home and shall we have a baby?
Just like that. Just like that.
All right, so very much planned. Amy, how are you feeling?
With one word, it would be unclean.
Scott Mills.
Ricky, Melvin and Charlie are helping me out today because no Chris. And it's the first week of them being on Radio 1, so let's get them on more. Work them. I found another one. It's Ricky. Hi.
Hello.
Right, so I've had Charlie in already.
Yeah.
Does Melvin, is he always the one that shows up later?
Do you know what? In fairness to Melvin, if he's being paid, he's normally the first one to arrive.
And that's why he's not here.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. All right, so we normally do this thing called Bangers, which is dead easy. Yeah. I pick a song, you pick a song, we're normally Chris, and the listener comes on and just says why they want it and picks the banger for Thursday.
Okay, cool.
All right,
that works.
So if you're cool with that, we'll do it about 2:40. First week, how's it going?
First week, been pretty amazing. Like, it's been awesome.
It is good here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's everything that you think it's going to be times 100. It's so good.
And it has, like, I don't want to go EastEnders on it, but it is, like, family.
Do you know what it is as well? Because you walk around then, you're just like, even when we bumped into you the other day, we're just like, oh, there's Scott. Oh, okay. Oh, there's Chris over there. Okay. Yeah. You kind of have to, like, kind of, like, you know, like, sort yourself out and get a grip a little bit.
I heard on your first show you found a lot of condoms in Mel's bag.
The mad thing about that was it was literally about 5 minutes before we went on air, and our producer, I actually didn't see anything. My producer just said, look, this is the situation. Our producer Shannon's gone into his bag looking for post-it notes and has seen a bundle of condoms.
How many were you talking?
I think I didn't actually, I was never given a number, but I reckon it was about between 20 and 30 condoms.
What a confident man.
You know, he's thinking that, you know, new place of work.
Right, exactly.
New opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I never run out.
I'm going to say that I'm on Radio 1, the first thing I say. All right, Ricky, I'll be with you in a bit.
Thanks, bro.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Listen to Ricky, Melvin and Charlie, 9 p.m. weekdays, apart from Fridays. Ricky is here with me.
Hello.
Charlie's already been on. No Chris today, so he's helping me out with bangers. Have you got a good choice?
I think I've got an amazing choice today, Scott.
All right. Let's speak to Sophie. Hey, Sophie.
Hi.
Where are you today?
In Hastings.
Okay, what's going on?
Not a lot. School runs and all the fun stuff.
Now, I want to introduce you to one of Radio 1's brand new DJs.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ricky.
Hello.
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yay.
Really, really good. I went to Hastings. I've been to Hastings a couple of times. I went to like a big party on the pier. Have you ever done that? So what was it called?
Pier Jam.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Have you been to it as well?
I've been twice. It was pretty good when I went. I went to Jim Levy and things like that.
So. Yeah, it was pretty decent. I enjoyed it. I should go again, actually. Do they still do it?
I think so, yeah. I think they didn't have one this year. Okay. So.
Sophie, yeah, you know how you love and listen to the Radio 1 DJs every day?
Yeah.
You're going to get to know and to love Ricky like you do the rest of us.
Yeah.
It's going to be part of your life.
Okay.
Not just him. Obviously, he comes as with Melvin and Charlie as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen to that show. Give it a try at 9 p.m, okay?
Yeah, I will, definitely, yep.
So who do you normally pick on bangers, Scott or Chris?
Can't love, probably Chris.
Really?
Good, because he's not here. All right, so here's my choice for you. Tell me if you want me. You got to show me love. Words are so easy to say.
That's not bad.
I've chosen the Sam Felt version of Show Me Love today, just a little bit different from me.
This is tough for me because I actually love that song and I love that version as well.
The version is good.
It's a great version.
All right, so that's my choice.
All right, but my choice is you could have this. In Paris, Jay-Z and Kanye West, one of their biggest songs ever as a duo. That's great. That's
great. All right, over to you, Sophie.
It's got to be Ricky.
Oh,
it's
got to be.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Here it is. One song only.
Brett Goldstein, lover of film. Me, Loi Adefope, lover of TV. Can't watch films because they're too long. We're doing a podcast for the BBC about Line of Duty.
I do love Line of Duty.
Superintendent Hastings, like the battle.
And this is DS Steve Arnott.
He's me, sir.
Do you want me to start?
AC12 are back and there's more trouble on its way. We're here to debrief the morning after, obsessing over our favourite police drama, discussing conspiracies with special guests, and following the wild plot theories on social media.
Job done.
Obsessed with Line of Duty, available now on BBC Sounds. Don't let me get in my zone, don't let me get in my zone. The stars is in the building, they hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it, how you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne, don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone, I'm definitely in my zone.
Saffron and Birmingham, I love you too, but I thank you for noting that my bangers recently are rubbish. She says, bring back the cheesy goodness. That's what we need. You need to bring back the cheese. I know, I've just tried to change it up and it's not going my way. Millie is so mad about that. She's like, you're the obvious winner, Scott. Ricky wins it with Jay-Z.
Scott Mills.
We're recording something mad exciting, just confirmed, next week. Which I would love to tell you about, but they'll find me. But it does involve some people from one of the biggest shows in the world, which you are going to absolutely love. I'll be in a position to tell you more soon, but it's big. Also on the show next week, Monday, Danny Dyer, girl, junior, meets her number one fan. He's back, super fan Steve.
Scott Mills.
Ricky and Charlie of Ricky, Melvin and Charlie fame, new to Radio 1, have already been on today. That leaves Melvin.
Hello, Mr. Scott Mills. How are you, brother?
It's nice to actually be on the radio with you.
This is a privilege for me, bro. Because you're a legend.
Whatever.
A G.
How's the first week going?
Scary at first, but we're settling in.
Terrifying. I remember the first time I talked on Radio 1, my dad actually rang me and went, that wasn't very good. I'm like, okay,
no cool, way.
Thanks. I think I just went, Radio 1, that was so-and-so, and this is so-and-so, because I was too actually scared to say anything more than just what the songs were. So in my opinion, you were smashing it on Monday.
I would start crying if my mum said that.
He didn't mean it like that, but he was a bit like, yeah, you can do better than that. And I was like, yeah, I know, but I'm really nervous.
It's tough love. I respect that.
Yeah. Right, so we do this thing called Great Escapes. This all started when a girl spent the night, and this isn't allowed, at Sandhurst Military College and then had to work out what to do to get out of there the next day, really sharpish.
Then we had to sneak down this little, like, grassy embankment into the car, and then got in the front seat, had to bend over with my head in between my knees.
Wow.
And he put a blanket over me as we were driving out.
That's not allowed, by the way, staying on military bases.
Why?
It's just not. I don't think it is. If you have to go out with a bag on your head, then that suggests that it's probably, like, that's not the done
for. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Then we had, I know, for future. And then we had a girl who did a swim of shame. Most people do the walk. She did a swim after going for a date with someone who was on a boat.
I managed to get my leg over this little barrier and get my leg onto the jetty.
Yeah.
So I've got one leg on the jetty, one leg on the boat. Basically did the splits and I got as far as I could go and I fell backwards into the water.
This is the worst. This is the worst experience ever after a date.
The swim of shame.
The swim of shame.
Me and Melvin are going to go through another one of your stories next.
Scott Mills.
Mic's on.
How we doing? All right.
So you got a great escape for us. I'm joined today, not by Chris, but by Melvin O'Doom, new to Radio 1.
Hello, Mike.
How we doing, Mel?
Very well, thank you.
All right, so where does it start, Mike?
So I was out on out in town with a few mates. And I happened to bump into a girl I know. And then we went back to hers and just the night just kind of carried away as it does. So my escape plan comes now. Now we're to the morning and we're laid there and we're thinking everything's cool. Said that we want to keep it low key, but as we say that, there's a knock at her door.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's not boyfriend, is it?
And she's like, oh no, it's like her best friend knocking on the door. And she was like, oh, don't worry about it, she'll go away. She'll go away in a minute. But she didn't go away.
What's the problem though with, like, you being there when best friend arrives? Or do you just want to keep it, like, low key and no one knows?
Yeah, you would keep her export. Yeah, that's why she's a respectable girl. She doesn't,
Oh, right. So you was trying to hide her dignity by doing that.
You know, for me, I'd like to shout it from the rooftops because, like, you know, I scored massively. Probably not for her. So she probably wanted to keep a bit more low.
Right. Okay.
All right. All right. So you wanted to shout it from up high and she wanted to keep it on the low massively.
So she's basically ashamed of you.
Oh, she just didn't want to share me with anyone else, did she, Mouth?
Which is fine. I live that lifestyle all the time, bro.
I was going to say, are you a seasoned escaper?
Yeah, I've done it a few times.
Okay, do you want to tell me about that?
Worst time was basically I was invited to this house party in a mansion and the owners of this house left to go on holiday and left everyone in this house. So I met this lovely young lady, then woke up in the morning and realised it was a big mistake, so tried to escape. But I was locked in this house, so I had to climb over a fence to escape.
Right. I knew you'd have a story. And I like it that it was a mansion as well, of course it was.
It's just in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. So you got out eventually, but you just had to be like Spider-Man about it.
And climb over.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, so the friend's knocking on the door. You're going, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. So she was like, she'll go away in a minute. And then a friend starts shouting through the letterbox, starts shouting a name, and it's just like, I know you're in there. So she was like, what do we do? So I was like, she was like, you've got to hide. And I'm like, where am I going to hide? So do your stereotypical under the bed. No, can't fit under there.
Never hide under, and don't hide under the bed. That's what they're doing in films. First place they're going
to
look.
Yeah, but it's the first place you think to hide though, right?
Yeah, it kind of is when you're panicking. Okay, so what are the other options?
The other option is wardrobe, but that's just full of like girl stuff, man. You can't get in there.
Right, fair enough.
It's packed.
And I said, right, go and answer the door. She was like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going out the window. And she was like, no, you can't go out the window. And I'm like, there is no time. You need to go answer that door.
How high up are we talking here?
Bathroom window upstairs.
Are you like, I'm going to break my legs?
Oh, no, I was always that kid when you was growing up, the stupid one that just jump off buildings and stuff.
So you did it again?
Yeah, why not? You know, but at least this time I was doing it for an even better reason than what I was when I was a kid.
I mean, you must really like this girl.
So yeah, with that, she's at the door. I give her the nod. She opens the door. I jump for the grass. Got to try and miss the patio because that would break my leg.
You're away, are you?
Well, that's it. Kind of dust off the dirt. Ran and jumped over the back fence onto the main road. Started walking home, feeling like a boss, feeling like I got away with everything. But that turns out that wasn't the case because as you open her front door, it looks straight into the front room, which has a big window at the back of it. So Her friend stood there and just watched the body flail down and hit the ground, get up and jump over the fence.
I presume you never saw this girl again because she was clearly ashamed.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, we had a little thing.
Are you still hidden from friends?
Oh, no, no. I was allowed to exit through the front door from now on in, so that was all right.
Scott Mills. Back on Monday at 1 p.m. when Danny Dyer, Love Island, meets her biggest fan. Scott Mills.